bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. On 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Are you tired of overpriced concert or sports tickets? Well, the Department of Justice is too. Their antitrust department is reportedly planning to launch an antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and their parent company, Live Nation, as soon as next month. The litigation will accuse the country's largest promoter of creating a monopoly over the ticket industry. The DOJ initially launched the probe on the company after the debacle of Taylor Swift fans attempting to purchase tickets for her Eras Tour in 2022. Live Nation initially merged with Ticketmaster in 2010 with the promise of bringing more competition in the ticketing business. Ticketmaster, though, is no stranger to catching flack, as many rock bands have been outspoken of the provider's quote-unquote scummy concert prices, including Rage Against the Machine, Foo Fighters, and Pearl Jam. Ticketmaster has more competition today than it has ever had, and the deal terms with venues show it has nothing close to monopoly power, a Ticketmaster spokeswoman told The Journal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country will defend itself as the conflict in Gaza continues. The Prime Minister met with German and British foreign ministers Wednesday, who both traveled as part of a coordinated push to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Iran after the attacks on Saturday. In a quote provided by Reuters, Netanyahu says, "I want to make it clear, we will make our own decisions, and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself." Federal Minister of Foreign Affairs in Germany, Annalena Baerbock, was also quoted on her thoughts on the escalating conflict, which she says, quote, would serve no one. Not Israel's security, not the many dozens of hostages still in the hands of Hamas, not the suffering population of Gaza, not the many people in Iran who are themselves suffering under the regime, and not the third countries in the region who simply want to live in peace. The United States and other countries are planning to impose sanctions on Iran in response to the attack. If you're planning on visiting Dubai for a luxurious vacation in the desert, you will soon find out that it is currently underwater. The United Arab Emirates saw the heaviest rainfall ever recorded in the nation's history, with about 5.5 inches of rain reported to have fallen. The flooding was particularly severe in the Dubai International Airport, which affected aircraft landing and taxis picking up passengers. Officials say the abnormal rainfall could be a combination of both climate change and, quote, cloud seeding, a process in which government planes fly through clouds and burn special salt flares, which are said to increase precipitation. All this anchor can say is stay dry, Dubai. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.